This episode is being brought to you by the Speak English with Tiffany free email newsletter. That's right, an email newsletter that will help you improve your English. Each week, you'll receive several emails on different English topics. The emails will include common mistakes made by students and how to avoid them. Interesting stories about non-native speakers overcoming challenges in the U.S., video recommendations for improving your English skills, and you will even receive special discounts on English programs. So sign up for free by going to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Once again, www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, a podcast especially created for intermediate and advanced English learners. In today's episode, you will hear a conversation that I had with one of my students, a conversation that was fully in English. You'll be inspired and you'll want to speak just like the student did in this conversation. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. All right, everyone. We have a wonderful guest today. Her name is Dominica. She's one of my favorite students. Dominica, it's good that you're here.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to see you actually as well.
Yes, it is always good to see you. Now, Dominica, I know you very well, but those listening or watching this video, they don't know you. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. So my name is Dominica. I am 16 right now years old because like on the 26th of November, I had my birthday. So right now it is like a gift basically talking to you.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. What can I say about myself? So I'm really interested in learning foreign languages, English, French. Like I'm studying French. I'm studying English. Currently, I really want to start studying Polish as well, because for me, like, it is also interesting. I can play the piano because I've been, attending music school for several years. That's it. I can play the piano and really enjoy reading. Like, there are a lot of different hobbies and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, how long? I know that you play the piano extremely well. You've shared a video with us in the family group. How old were you when you started playing the piano?
Oh, I guess I was 6 years old. I was like six, seven years old.
Wow. Well, yes, those that are listening or watching, you might not have heard her before, but she really plays well. That's amazing. Now, what type of books do you like to read?
Right now, specifically, I don't know why, but I really love historical books, books about history, like, and science in general, but specifically about history right now, about Ukrainian history and, like, the world history. What else? Right now, actually, I started reading, like, I didn't read a lot, but I started reading the Bible in English. So
nice!
It's kind of, like, really, really, really difficult, but I will try to.
Nice!
Yeah, something like that.
That's good. That's good. Well, I hope you enjoy a lot of books, a lot of English books, too. Now, you said that you started playing the piano when you were 6 years old, and you're an amazing pianist already. Let me ask you about your English studies. How old were you when you started studying English, and why did you choose English?
Like, actually, I don't know, because I was, like, probably, I was also, like, 7 years old because we are studying English at school, basically. Uh-huh. But I wouldn't say that it is the best way to really be able to speak English, as in many schools, like you can, you know, some grammar rules, you know, some basics, but you can't speak at all. Like you're stuck. We're like, oh my goodness, what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say? That is like really, really difficult. So if for me, I guess for me, it was really helpful when I started really, studying English by myself, by my own. Just, I was like, okay. From this day, I will study English. I will do like my best to achieve, like, for example, intermediate level at least, because for me it is so important. And I was like, okay, today, for example, I will listen to something in English. After that, I will like read something in English, some words. But the goal is for me in any language that I want to learn and that I will learn is first of all just to be able to communicate with other people,
I love it.
to exchange cultures, just experience and stuff like that. It is
That's
amazing.
great. I love it. You have a very good outlook on life. I like that. I like that. So I
Yeah,
can
exactly.
tell again by the look on your face that you actually enjoy studying English. But I
Yeah.
want to ask you this, Dominica. There's always a struggle. No matter what you do in life, there's always going to be a struggle. So let me ask you, what's the hardest thing about studying English for you?
So, like, if you'd asked me like a few years ago, I would say that speaking it is the hardest thing ever. And obviously, when you start learning any language, any foreign language, for a person, it is just the hardest thing ever. But right now, for me, I enjoy speaking. It is not a problem anymore. It is just like I really love the process of speaking. Really love when people can understand me and I can understand them. It is the best thing ever. So right now, I wouldn't say even that there is something hard about English. I don't mean that. I just every single hard thing for me, it is something interesting. It is something new, and that's it.
I love that. Okay, well then, what's the most interesting thing right now then?
Just sharing my experience and sharing, like, listen to some other people, what they think about. And like, even right now, I talk a lot right now about with other people on Discord. There are a lot of different servers. When I have time, I usually talked, and there are people all over the world, and we share different experience, like what they think about their culture, about their language, about their even government, stuff like this. It is so interesting, and this is the most interesting thing ever.
I love it. I love it. So it sounds like your hardest thing is not really hard. It's really being able to experience new things and new cultures, right? That
Right,
actually kind of
totally.
ties in to my next question, which was going to be, what do you enjoy the most? But it seems like the thing you enjoy the most is really getting the opportunity to speak with other people and getting to know about them. Is that right?
Exactly. Like the most interesting thing for me, it is the hardest thing.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, tell me some interesting things you've learned about other people from other countries or other cultures, and you only found out those things because you spoke to those individuals in English. What are some interesting things that you've learned?
Oh gosh, there are a lot of things. Well, like there are just a lot of things. But for example, recently, like few hours ago, I talked to one girl, and she was from Hong Kong, and she told me like that. Basically, yeah, she can speak Chinese, and just the interesting thing was that she learned. She taught me several just things, several phrases in Chinese, and I was like, oh my goodness! And she was just correcting my pronunciation, and she showed me, for example, how Ukraine it is in Chinese and in English. Those are just really different to pronunciations. I was like, okay, I didn't know that. So a lot of different ways to say even the same thing.
Nice, very nice. Okay, so I like that you're very proactive. You want to get to know people, you like talking to them and getting to know more about their cultures. Let me ask you this. You have been in my academy for a while, but I want to know which program, again, I know, but those watching or listening may not know. Which program are you enrolled in? And tell us why you chose to enroll in that specific program.
So I'm enrolled in 365 plan. Like it is, I would say it is just the best program ever if you want to really improve yourself, and specifically for intermediates level, when you have like when you're stuck and you feel like I had this totally. I was like, okay, I can understand, but I feel like I have no progress. I don't see any progress, and I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? How can I improve? And learning just random words, it didn't help at all. Like it didn't help me at all. I was like, I must have a specific plan. Like every single day, I have to learn some specific expressions, some specific words. So I found it, and it was just the best decision ever to enroll this program.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that, because a few moments ago you were saying that, you were in school and studying with books and other things, and you just weren't getting what you wanted, so you decided to study on your own. And then you hit another wall. Ah, I'm studying on my own, but I feel stuck. I'm so happy that the plan, the daily lessons are really helping you. So I'm really, really happy to hear that. So let me ask you this then. I could tell by the look on your face that you are enjoying it. What have you enjoyed the most about the program?
Like in general, I enjoy every small detail about this plan. Like it was amazing, very literally. Those words, we really like they helped me a lot. I really use them right now, and some like also in this on this server, for example, in Discord, the rest of my Americans are like, and they're like, "Oh my goodness, you speak really well. How do you know these words?" And I was like, "Oh, teacher Tiffany, she told me that."
I love it.
So yeah,
So you
it
said
is.
in the Discord group they're all American and they're impressed by your English or with your English, right?
Yeah, because like there were even some Americans, they thought that I was like from the US. I was like, no, I'm from Ukraine. Like, no. I was just like trying, literally, I used a lot of words that you taught us, and they were like, oh my goodness, we do use these words, and that was really great.
I love that. I'm going to say that again. Those watching and listening, listen. Dominica just said Americans listened to her and they said, wow, we actually use the words that you're using. So I'm happy. The words that you're learning in the academy, you're putting them into use, into practical use. Good. Does that make you feel more confident when you're speaking with them?
Of course, obviously, like literally, I can use some words, like not even American words, but just like slang and
Yes.
specific words, like even smart words that
Yes.
some Americans don't even know about. They're
I
like, "Oh my goodness, you have a really advanced English level." I was like, "Yeah."
I love it. Yes. I want you guys to know some really advanced English words too to make you sound smart. I love it. Well, let me ask this then. You're telling me that you had a conversation with a female, another friend. I'm from Hong Kong and she taught you new things. You're having these conversations in a Discord channel with other Americans. And it seems like you're having all of these amazing experiences. Now, I know you're still young, but I want you to think about, since before you came to the academy to our family, think about before you came to the academy and now. How has your life changed? Think about before you came and now. How has your life changed?
Actually, even though I'm literally, as you said, young, it changed a lot. Like, it changed a lot, and I can't even express in words how my life changed, because right now I can tell like everyone, for example, from my part, as I really want to talk, for example, about Ukraine, about my own country, because there are a lot of people who don't know, like who don't know anything about Ukraine. And right now, I can tell them, for example, some historical facts, some interesting information about culture, about traditions, and they can tell me something interesting about their culture, their traditions. And like, I'm traveling like virtually, like it is so nice. I can share my own experiences and they can share their own experience. It is just amazing.
I love it. Do you remember this expression, expand your horizons? Have you gotten to that lesson yet?
Ex
Expand.
exact yeah, expand your horizons.
I love it. I love it.
Totally.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So really your horizons are expanding. You're learning so much. I love it. I love it. Well, what about the people that you've met in the academy? We have our live classes. I know you've been busy with school, but we have our live classes, and during those classes, you're able to speak with the other family members. Tell me about that experience. How has that been for you?
Just in like briefly saying, it was amazing and it is amazing. I met like a lot of nice, really like so nice people. I can't even tell you. For example, I can tell you, I even met my best friend. She is also she's from Congo, basically. Her name is
Really?
Angie. And
Yeah,
yeah, she, you will
I
talk to
know
her.
I'll talk to her right after you, actually.
Yeah. And that's why I'm so happy for her as well, because she really wanted to talk to you. And right now she's happy for me because I'm talking to you.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And she's like, literally, she's my best friend. We met each other in this academy and we are still friends and we communicate a lot, like almost every single day. The thing is that I helped her. And let me say, I helped her with English and she helped me with French because I was like, I was such a beginner. I didn't know anything in French. And she taught me a lot of different phrases and stuff like this. And I was so like grateful to her because she taught me a lot of things. And right now I can't speak like not at advanced level, but at least something, I can tell you something in French. And that was really great. We also helped each other and it was such a, and it is such a nice experience. So this is just one example, but there are a lot of people like Katie, Yusef, also Jordan, if I don't remember their names, but I really appreciate when they text to me and I'm like, I'm so happy, literally.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Yes, it makes me happy to know that you met your best friend and she was actually in our academy too, our family. So I'm happy to hear that. Well, do you have a dream regarding English, Dominika? What's your dream?
So it is so difficult question, but I guess my dreams are coming true even right now because like I'm trying to make progress every single day, step by step, maybe little steps, but steps. So I hope that first of all, it will help me with my university, with my studies, because, and after that with my job, obviously, because, the doors are opened when you know English, like everywhere, because it is an international language. And I hope that it will help me a lot.
I think it will. By the way, what do you want to study when you get to university?
Oh, like a lot of people ask me right now because I have only 1 year and after that I will finish school. And like, it is so difficult for me to answer it, but no worries. I guess it will be connected. I'm not even sure, but it will be connected definitely with something, probably with languages or with history. Nice. Maybe even with politics. Like,
we will see. You have time. Don't worry. Again, university is a very amazing experience. So you'll have time to figure out exactly what you want. But those sound good. History or politics or languages. They all sound nice. If you were going to give someone advice, you just mentioned earlier that you helped Angie learn some things in English and she helped you learn some things in French. So someone is watching this interview or will be listening to it and they're being inspired by you. Wow, she speaks so well. I want to speak like her one day. If you could give someone a piece of advice, what would you tell them? An English learner, like, how would you encourage them? What advice would you give them?
Actually, I've been listening to your podcast a lot, and specifically when you were talking about with different people who are also who are like me studying English. Yes. So I totally agree with their advices that even it is not like original phrase that don't give up. It is like maybe a lot of people would say this, but it is like that. Mm-hmm. Of course, it is just a phrase. But you put your own sense into it. So it is not just like words. It is your sense that you put into it. Just not don't give up and that's it. And after that, you will give up. No, it means a lot, actually. You just have to understand the meaning of this phrase. You have to deeply think about it. Don't give up. It means to make really small steps. But you feel like, okay, maybe today I wasn't that, I didn't do a lot of things. Maybe I should have done some other things. Maybe I could do more things. No, it just means that, okay, today, for example, I can learn three expressions, for example, in English, but you don't actually learn them. You really can use them in your speech. You can actually talk to someone and use these phrases. And it is a small progress that you're doing every single day. So it doesn't matter like how many hours you're like, oh my goodness, today I will study for 4 hours or something like that. No, you just have to think like not about the time, but the quality. What did you do? What
Yes.
actually you learned? And this is the most important thing, because for me it is so relatable, because I was like, when I was like, let me say, 12 years old or 13 years old, I was like, okay, for example, today I will learn, not, for example, specific number, like 10 expressions, 10 new words, but just I will be learning for 4 hours. And it means, and it meant nothing, obviously, because I was like, yeah, I was watching, for example, your, I was watching any video on YouTube, and I was like, okay, I'm watching, but I was like a sponge. I was not able to really, to say something in English. I was like listening, and I thought that it will help me to improve. No, it doesn't work like this. You have to actually practice. You have to use those words. And if you don't speak, obviously, you won't be able to speak. So if you just have to go out from your comfort zone, you have to, like, it's going to be really difficult, because I know when I just started talking to someone in English, I was like, what am I supposed to say? Oh, I forgot. Where is my Google Translator? How am I supposed to translate something? No. And yeah, it's going to be really, really difficult. And like anything that you want to achieve, it's going to be difficult, but because it is how life works.
Exactly. I like that. Good advice. Don't give up. And thank you for sharing your personal experience too. Everyone listening and watching, be inspired by Dominica. She can do it. You can do it. If she can do it, you can do it. And just like she said, don't give up. You guys can do it. Dominica, I want to ask you one last thing. Do you have any questions for me? Anything that you'd like to ask me?
Oh, actually, there were a lot of questions, but right now, maybe because I'm nervous or what, they're all gone or what. But just, for example, you're talking about a lot about Korea and your Korean experience, let me say. For example, my question is, like, there are a lot of friends right now that you still communicate with and that are live basically right now in Korea. Do you still communicate with them, or with your students even? Do you communicate?
Great question.
With them?
So yes, I have quite a few friends that are still in Korea, and some of them actually, one of them lives in Canada. She got married to a Canadian. So she's Korean, but she married a Korean Canadian. So I talk to her a lot. So yes, I still keep in contact with them. I still keep in contact with some of my students. We don't message as often because everyone is busy, but yes, I still have the Korean version of WhatsApp. It's called KakaoTalk. So I still have that on my phone, and I still am able to contact people and check up on them. So yes, Korea really became my second home. Like, it really, I actually, there's a Korean restaurant not too far from my apartment, and I like to get lunch there. Whenever I'm craving Korean food, I go there and get some Korean food. So yes, I am able to stay in contact with people, and hopefully I'll be able to visit there really soon. I miss it.
Really interesting. And just another question about Korea, like, what do you love about Korean culture, except food, because I know that you love it, and me as well, actually. Just in general, what other things, maybe in mentality, or like, what are the differences between Americans and Koreans?
Wow, there are quite a few differences between Americans and Koreans, to be honest. But what I will do is I'll tell you three similarities between Koreans and African Americans. So I'm American, but I'm a Black woman, right? An African American woman. And what I noticed when I went to Korea were the similarities between our cultures as far as African Americans and Koreans. Three things. First, we do love food, and we cook well, usually. Second, they enjoy music. They love music and being together and listening to music and singing. And the third thing is the aspect of community, where you spend time together a lot, being around each other. So those are three things I noticed and I really connected with. Again, food, music, and also community. So in Korea, there's this aspect of community where you're always together. And two things are tied together, the community and the food. There's something that happens in Korean culture. When you go out together, many times one person will pay for everyone's food. So let's say, for example, there were five people going out, or even no, my friend that lives in Canada, her name is Annie. Annie, if you see this, hey, she's English too. Whenever we'd go out to eat, one of us would pay for the other. So it's kind of like this equal, like, okay, I'll pay this time. the next time we'd go out, she'd pay for me. And this sense of community where it's not you and me, it's more, hey, we are friends. Like, we are together as a community. So whenever you go out with someone, I like that idea of not just paying for someone else, but thinking about other people when you're with them, not just yourself. So yeah, I like that aspect of Korean culture.
This is so interesting. And as you mentioned music, it is really interesting for me. Maybe you have a specific genre, your favorite specific genre in music.
Wow, great question. So I like gospel music. So I am a Christian and I enjoy singing. I love gospel music, but I can tell you three of my favorite artists or groups for those watching too. So I grew up in the 80s and gospel music that I listened to then is still some of my favorite gospel music now. So the first, I'll say the Winans. Now, that includes many people because they're a huge family and everyone in their family can sing. So the Winans, W-I-N-A-N-S, for those watching or listening and want to look them up. There's CC Winans, BB Winans. They have quite a few musical groups came out of that one family. Beautiful voices. So the Winans. The second group that I really liked, Mary Mary. That's the name of the group, Mary Mary. They're two sisters. Their name, neither of them are called Mary, but the group name is Mary Mary. There are two Marys in the Bible, and they took those two names. Their real names are Erica and Tina. Mm-hmm. And so the Winans, Mary Mary, and I'll say an oldie but goodie. One of my favorite singers, his name is Smokey Norfolk. He's a shorter guy. His voice is beautiful, but I love his songs because of the lyrics. He really writes songs very well, and he puts into words what you're feeling and what you're thinking. So it's very easy to connect with the songs that he writes. So these groups, again, were popular in the 80s and 90s, but their music is still relevant today and still beautiful. So there are many other groups I like, but if I were to pick three, the Winans, Mary Mary, and also Smokey Norfolk. So, yeah.
This is so nice. And just for me, it is so interesting. Maybe you have like other goals connected with languages. Maybe you want to learn another specific language, not just like maybe you want to expand your horizons and learn a new language.
It's interesting. So I'll answer this question before we end. I actually did. When I first started studying Korean, my goal was to also learn Japanese. And then I got to level 2 and I said, I think Korean is enough because it was so challenging. And again, I started studying Korean when I was about 27. So I had been out of college for several years and I hadn't studied in a long time. So it was kind of like going back to school and it was a very interesting situation. So, which is why I always say I understand the students, you all, because I also struggled when I was in school studying the language, studying Korean. So initially, yes, I planned to learn another language, Korean, Japanese, and possibly other languages. But now I'm okay with just knowing English and Korean. But I think also too, because when I realized my passion for teaching, I wanted to focus more of my efforts on that. I understand English, I can speak Korean, and now my focus is more on helping other people speak the language that I love to.
It is so interesting. But just right now, how do you support your Korean level of speaking? Like, how do you, maybe you do something, like you have a routine connected with Korean?
So I'll be honest with you, it's very challenging. Because I'm an English teacher, my world is literally inundated with English all the time. English lessons, I'm always thinking, right? Not just being my mother tongue. So I don't have the kind of time that is needed to speak Korean on a regular basis. I have friends and I'll text them and we'll talk periodically, of course, in Korean, but not like the opportunities you have to speak English all the time. I don't do that right now for Korean, but I'm okay with it because my focus is different right now. I can still speak Korean, but my focus is now on helping you and other students speak English well. So if I want to like improve it or practice more, I have to, you know, just call my friends and talk to them, or I'll read an article or watch a Korean show. So, yeah. Well, Dominika, I really enjoyed this conversation.
Me too. It was so nice to talk to you. I really appreciate every minute of our conversation. It was so nice. You're the best teacher ever. As I told you, like, I promise you, I've never met such nice teachers like in my entire life. Your positive attitude, like, I can't even tell you.
Thank you so much for your kind words. I really am honored to be your teacher. I love helping you achieve your goals and everyone else. So I'm happy that you're also enjoying the academy too, hon.
Thank you so much for this conversation, and I wish you good day, I guess. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I'm looking forward to speaking to your best friend in a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a nice conversation and goodbye. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too, Dominica. Bye.
Goodbye.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to receive free English tips via email every week, all you have to do is go to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Sign up for free now. Once again, that's www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.